Got him together though Wednesday morning and talked to Sabel Sacasa, the Nicaraguan ambassador, and he got them all together and they talked all morning and adjourned. Wednesday morning. Saturday to Wednesday, doing all this because they're not very paying food.
Hello.
Secretary Mann on 90.
I would like to give him these points if you are in agreement. Number one, if Bosch wishes to send someone to Washington of his entire consulness to discuss the Dominican situation, we will designate a State Department officer to talk with Bosch's representative. I had in mind Kennedy Crockett. Two, it should be agreed in advance that the talks, if they take place, should be informal and held outside the department and outside the glare of publicity. Three, speed is of the essence. It should be understood that both Bosch and the department are free at all times to explore with others other possible settlements during the time that possible talks with Bosch representatives are taking place. Four, the department cannot speak for the OAS committee or for the Imbert regime. Any formula that might be mutually acceptable to Bosch and the department could, however, be recommended to the committee and to the Imbert regime for their favorable consideration. Five, it is possible there could be a meeting of the minds on the issue of constitutionality, as that term is used by Bosch. For example, the possibility of adopting the 63 Bosch Constitution with a simultaneous suspension of its operation until peace is restored could be considered. We do not believe that either the department or Bosch attempt to prevent a provisional government, once it is formed, from calling constitutional assembly for making constitutional changes. Six, the constitution of a provisional government of unity on which all non-communist political groups are representative would seem to be necessary. This would, of course, include the PRD representatives in a proportion that could be agreed upon.
I repeat that again.
The constitutional government of unity on which all non-communist political groups are represented would seem to be necessary. This would, of course, include PRD representatives in a proportion that could be agreed upon.
Yeah.
Seven, the elimination of communists from all political activities, from the Dominican educational system and from organized labor, should be an agreed part of the program of the provisional government. Eight, the holding of free elections under OAS supervision should be a part of the formula. Now, I don't think much will come of this, but we could bring Slaughterman back, and he could help Bennett in case Bosch does want to talk. And there is one chance in ten that something might...
Who is Slaughterman?
Well, he's our fellow that we sent down. He's lived there. He's a friend of... served in the country.
Yeah.
He's a friend of... he knows all the names of the players.
Yeah. Well, what do you need to bring... what do you need to bring him back for? Thought you're going to have Crockett talk to him.
Well, to assist Crockett.
Oh, yeah, to assist him, yeah.
He knows Bosch personally very well, and Bosch likes him. And
well, is this the best place for it, or would it be best just
well,
to...
Well, if we went down there, I think we have to assume this is going to leak, and it might look like we were looking for something somehow.
Yeah.
Won't cost him anything. He might decide to send, say, Abe Fortas or something. Now, the only thing we thought was that I would call Abe and get...
Why don't you ask him to... ask Abe to work this out along these lines and let Abe work it out with him on the phone?
Let him... exactly. Let Abe work it out with him on the phone.
That's what I try to do.